Welcome to Five for the Day. A couple of miles down the road from where I live is a Tesco store. Occasionally in the car park is situated an articulated trailer. It is there a few times in the year and belongs to the blood donor organisation. You are probably familiar with this, as every now and then such a unit is set up in car parks, church halls, community centres, and the like. The object of the appeal is for members of the public to donate a pint of their blood. When certain medical procedures are carried out in hospitals, or when accidents occur involving loss of blood, transfusions are necessary to replace the lost or affected blood. Consequently, blood banks are established so that there is a guaranteed supply of blood available for such occasions. Many people volunteer to give blood, but not all are eligible for a variety of reasons. Unfortunately, such people are turned away as being not suitable. My son is a regular donor, and he sees it, like so many, as the least he can do while he is fit and healthy. His thinking is quite unselfish, thinking only of others who might need it. It is also something of an investment should he ever need blood, trusting that others will have been like him and donated blood over the years. But why, you might ask, is blood so important to our well-being and to the maintenance of life? Amazingly, these bodies of ours depend on a blood supply. Would it surprise you to learn that thousands of years ago, it was written in the Bible that the life of the flesh is in the blood? God made it clear so many millennia ago that these bodies of ours, if they are to function properly, are totally dependent upon blood. The blood is itself totally dependent upon the heart, to pump it non-stop around our bodies. If the heart packs up, or the blood stops flowing, then death is the inevitable outcome. Consequently, we place so much value on blood. The Bible talks of blood, Jesus' blood, and it refers to it as precious blood. Why so? Well, to understand this, we have to appreciate what a caring, loving God we have. Ever since sin became a problem to mankind, God decreed that our sin could be forgiven through the offering of an animal sacrificed in our place, with its blood being shed. If its blood was shed, then forgiveness could be obtained. After centuries of such a system, God wanted to bring it to an end through one final sacrifice, and that sacrifice was to be his Son, on the cross of Calvary. There on the cross, Jesus died. And when he died, he shed his blood. The value of that blood is inestimable, in that it secures the eternal forgiveness for all our sins. And when we accept that sacrifice, it makes us fit for heaven. The blood that Jesus shed isn't just suitable for a select few who may have committed certain sins. His blood is suitable to meet the needs of all, be they young or old, casual sinners, or hardened sinners. Christ died for all. No matter who you may be today, his blood can meet your need. So thankfully, it is his blood that can cleanse you from your sin today. Says the Bible, though your sins be as scarlet, they can be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they can be as wool. Thankfully, his blood only needed to be shed once to meet my needs and your needs, and so is the greatest sacrifice ever. Why not trust the Saviour today and apply that blood and know the joy of sins forgiven and peace with God?